Leading our journey today is Father Matthew Jakubko, an associate pastor of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church.
This evening begins the Jewish Feast of Passover, and those who participate in a Seder meal will likely participate in an ancient tradition reciting the Ma'nishtana, or the four questions. Traditionally, the youngest child attending the meal will be the one asking the questions. The overall question is, why is this night different from all other nights? Why do we eat unleavened bread? Why do we eat only bitter herbs? Why do we dip the vegetables twice? Why do we eat reclining? And traditionally, the father would respond and explain the various parts of the Passover meal, ultimately highlighting that this meal is celebrated to remember and commemorate God's deliverance of the Israelite people from slavery in Egypt. The Passover commemorates that first night, as recounted in the book of Exodus, when the Israelites sacrificed a lamb, put the blood of the lamb over the lintels of their doors, and the angel of death passed over their households. This event led to the Israelites' release from slavery in Egypt. In many ancient Jewish commentaries on Passover, it's reiterated that this Passover meal, the Seder meal, this participation in the Passover is not just a commemoration of a historical event. It truly, in a spiritual sense, is meant to make present the mighty and saving deeds of God, what happened on that first Passover. In our gospel today at Mass, we hear about many people who were flocking to Jerusalem because of the feast of Passover. Passover was one of the three pilgrimage feasts where the Jewish people were required to travel to Jerusalem to worship the Lord and participate in the Passover, particularly through the partaking of a lamb sacrificed in the temple. Now, obviously, as Catholics, we no longer celebrate the Passover meal. Right? Even though it's recounted as a crucially important event in the Old Testament, and even though our Lord celebrated it himself. So a natural question we might ask is why? Why don't we celebrate the Passover? There's a reason why in other languages, particularly Romance languages, languages coming from Latin, such as Spanish, French, or Italian, that Easter sounds different than what it does in English. The Latin word for Easter is Pascha. In Spanish, it's La Pascua. It's so similar to the word Passover. We believe that our Lord on the cross is the true Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. And by allowing that sacrifice to be encountered at every Mass, right? That's why our Lord makes possible through the command of the Apostles of the Last Supper to do this in memory of Him, we partake of His sacrifice and resurrection each time we participate in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. This is the new Passover sacrifice and new Passover meal. As we approach Holy Week, let's pray to have the spiritual vision to see what is offered to us in the Mass. It's that new Passover. We receive the true Lamb of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, give us an awareness of the mysteries we are entering into next week. Allow us to approach these mysteries in the Mass with clear eyes and open hearts to receive the great gifts that you want to bestow upon us. We ask all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.